But thanks so much for being here this morning. Who's visiting us for the first time? Can I just see, are there a couple of first time visitors here this morning? I think, hopefully not all sitting at the one table. But it's so wonderful to have you guys here this morning, and it's wonderful to have the familiar faces as well. Thanks for serving and doing awesome stuff for the Lord this year. I just want to share a quick word that I received at the beginning of the year, which I just want to reflect back on. The Lord gave me this word, 2 Chronicles 20 verse 17, at the beginning of the year when I was just praying for the year. And it goes like this. It says, "You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Tomorrow guard against them, for the Lord is with you." And so I believe 2018 was a year of positioning. Amen. I heard the intercessors often talking about alignment. And when I read the scripture, I was just challenged or encouraged at the same time that we positioned, God really has positioned us as a church here in Bloemfontein. He's positioned us, he's almost repositioned us the last couple of years just for what he wants to do in the future. And I don't know exactly what God wants to do, but I know he wants to do something through our church. And so, it's all about positioning, because he said to Jehoshaphat, the king that was stressed about all the people he had to take on, and it was his army was very small compared to the massive army that he was against. But the Lord said to them, they must position the worshippers at the front. They must actually put the singers at the front of the battle. Now that doesn't make sense in the natural. You should put your best army people, your best warfare people in the front. But the Lord said to him, position the musicians at the front, position the worshippers, or the Levites and the priests in the front to worship and to go out with singing and dancing. And that's how the Lord said they must fight this battle. And so I believe God is positioning us as a church to really put the worshippers in the front. And we are all worshippers, but to go not with the weapons of the flesh, but to go in the spirit. And so that's the battle that God is calling us in the city and just in this nation even. So he says you must position yourself. You must stand still. Don't fight in the flesh. Don't stress. Don't worry about stuff. Just stand still and be. Make sure you're in that position and you're focused on him and worshiping him and honoring him and glorifying his name. And what did God do? God turned the armies of the enemies against each other, and they didn't have to get their hands dirty full of blood. And they picked up all the spoils and they took all the stuff back from the war. And so I believe for us as a church, God really wants us to position ourselves. I believe he has positioned us this year, and we need to go with this word even into next year, and to really stand still and not to stress, not to worry, and to see our God is going to do awesome stuff. Isn't that amazing? And God has done awesome stuff this year. I believe it's been a tough year for some, but I believe he has aligned us and he has aligned our hearts, and he's really positioned us that we can see God doing awesome stuff in the future. And so with that in mind, I just want to share a few highlights of the year before we call up specific people this morning and honor people here, because I really believe God also honors people, but ultimately God is the one we're honoring here this morning. So we're not exalting people above God, but we're really honoring the Christ in people, because we believe the Christ in people have served this year. It's been Jesus who's encouraged you by his spirit to serve and to lay down your life for him. Just some highlights of the year. The first highlight is the appointment of elders. I think it's the first time in our history that we've really officially appointed elders. We've had elders at the previously, but I think this was really an appointment by God. It was the right time, and we've got amazing elders. So I actually want them to. I'll call them up just now. Then they don't have to come up twice. But I think I just want you guys to give a hand to Stephen and Shirley Gooch and Tad and Mika de Villiers for supporting Esther and myself this year. I'm actually going to call them up just now to really shake hands and to thank all the volunteers that come up. Then the second thing was an appointment of a student committee. I'm really excited about. I think you saw a little bit of what the committee is doing. They had to create fun and to really connect with students and to create a vibe amongst our church and on campus, and to really draw students to a place of fun, because Jesus wants us to have fun in his presence. Amen. He doesn't want us to be all serious and all somber like Shirley shared. He really wants us to have fun. And I think the student committee under the leadership of Linka, and lots of other people who are doing portfolios and who are doing various things, we're really thankful for that the Lord has really appointed a committee, and they're going to do awesome stuff, and they're already starting to plan the first year's camp next year, which we're really excited about. Then we reestablished the culture of missions in our church. I really believe that is God's heart for us as a church, to go out to the nations. So we went to Lesotho this year. We went to Uganda. We had awesome times. For me, it was such a highlight taking Matthew with on both those missions, but especially to Uganda. And our family went to Lesotho, all of us. And we really built awesome relationships on those missions. I think those of you with us can testify that, you know, you got to know a different side of me and a different side of our family. So it was really awesome to go with you guys. Then our hospital ministry started. We're so thankful for Karina and Andri for starting that. And they're going to continue with that next year. So there's already fruit there. We're going to Plet at the end of the year. A team is going to Plet to minister to the matrics and hopefully invite some of those matrics to our first year's camp next year. And obviously we're planning the first year's camp for 2019, which we really believe is our main mission for the year, is to catch first years before they get caught up by the world. Who agrees with that? So I really want you guys to be excited to invite someone that you know. All of us here know at least someone in matric or know of a school. So even if you have to go to that school in the holidays, tell them there's a wonderful first year's camp happening, and it's called the Amplified First Year's Camp, presented by Shofar. So please help us market it. We really believe marketing happens the best through relationships. Amen. It's like evangelism. The best way to lead someone to Christ is through a trusted relationship. So please help us invite lots of first years to our camp next year, and come as well when we have it. Please come in the evenings, the working people, come and celebrate and see how God is going to change lives. Amen. Then we had many new passionate first year students. I think that was a highlight of the year for me, to see first year students taking ownership and running with what God has placed on their hearts. Previously, we've taken like 3 or 4 years for students to really get excited, but this year it seemed like God just blessed us with so many first year students that were passionate to take ownership and serve and just run with the stuff. So we're really thankful for that. And then I just look around this hall and I also see a more multicultural demographic in our church. Isn't that? Can we give Jesus praise for that? Because we are living in Bloemfontein. Do you know that we are in Bloemfontein? It's not normal for Bloemfontein to have multicultural church or a multicultural group of people getting together. And I just love, even at the tables, you can see people sitting, different people sitting together. It's wonderful. And we just give Jesus praise for that's his heart for our church in Bloemfontein, to be really a multicultural, multi-generational church. And then we'll get to this now, but 78 people in our church served this year. Isn't that amazing? 78 people. And believe me, some of those people didn't serve in one ministry. Some people served in about 3 or 4 ministries, which is almost too much. But they are really passionate servants in our church, servant motivated people. And I think if you look at our elders, I think we can give, we don't have to give them a hand again, but isn't it amazing to see our elders helping to set up the hall this morning and serving as ushers and taking up the offering? I think that shows a culture of servant leadership. And so I'm really thankful to the Lord for that. And then just some figures for those of us who love statistics. Any stats people in the house, or, you know, people that love numbers and things like that? Or do we have a lot of artists in the house here? More artistic people, that's fine. Praise the Lord. I don't want a lot of stats people in, because I'm a stats person. I like figures. But just to give you some figures, our total membership, that is signed members, and that includes the 15 children that are obviously families of those members, or whose families have become members. There's 120 signed members in our church. I think that is awesome. We have signed a form and officially members. That includes the 15 children. Then we have about 22 regular guests. In other words, those are people whose names are on our database. They come to church regularly or come to small group, or in some way they're involved in us or with us as a church. There's 142 people on our database. But that's amazing to have 120 of 142 people, members like that. That's awesome. And we had 32 new members this year join us. Isn't that awesome? We're not a big church, but to have 32 new members come into church this year, that is amazing. And some of them obviously came from other Shofar churches where they were members, so we didn't like take them through the new members course again, but we still see them as new members, as part of our specific Shofar church. So that is awesome. And then 16 people got baptized this year. How awesome is the Lord? And I can say, and counting, because 3 people are being baptized right after the service today. Can we give the Lord a hand for that? I think you guys must stand up quickly. Jonathan, you can go upstaan. She's going to be baptized afterwards. And Motsamai, you can stand up. And Hansi, That's awesome. We're so excited for you guys. So if you want to come and witness the baptism at our house after the service, you're really welcome. But we're really excited for you three. So we're up to 19. So if there's anyone else that wants to get baptized this Sunday or next Sunday, because let's say this together. Every Sunday is baptism Sunday. Let's say it again. Every Sunday is baptism Sunday. Say it again. Every Sunday is baptism Sunday. So if you want to get baptized after the service with these three precious people, you are so welcome. Otherwise, you can do it next Sunday if you want to wait for it to be warmer. But it doesn't matter how cold or how warm it is. When Jesus calls you, He calls you to lay down your life. Amen. So we're excited to baptize people every week. So I'm putting out my faith next year that every week, every Sunday, we at least baptize one person. Who's with me on that? Who's trusting the Lord for So it's people need to get saved. Obviously, it's not just about baptizing people. It's about people committing their lives to Christ. But we know baptism is so powerful. Amen. And then just the last little stat. It's not a little stat. It's really a powerful stat of God's faithfulness. The tithes and offerings growth. If you look, and you can put all three of those up. The average tithes and offerings per month in 2016 was 54,000 rand a month. In 2017, it went up to 64,000 rand a month. And in 2018, it went up to 73,000 rand a month income on tithes and offerings. That's just giving. No donate or no extra income or other support from churches. That is just the tithes and offerings from you guys as members. And we really want to give the Lord a hand for that. That is awesome. And just to put a context to that, I think we had more members or more people in this church in 2016 than we have now. And so that just shows that there's a deeper commitment to Christ. It's not just come here and have some fun and enjoy church. It's really a commitment to give and to put your time and your money where your mouth is and where your heart is. Amen. So we really give the Lord praise that despite economic challenging times, because let's agree and let's be honest, it's tough out there. Economically, it's not easy. But the Lord has been faithful to our people, I believe, and the giving has increased. And I want to thank you guys for that. I think that's something we need to celebrate this morning. So I think let's give the Lord a hand for the giving. So now let's get on to the volunteers. There's a lot of people, a lot of names to read out here. So make sure that you have some bread on your plate to eat a little bit while we call these names. We really want to honor them according to the ministries, but I want to call up the elders and my wife to come and stand next to me as well. So you guys can thank these special people that have served. So let's give the elders a hand. So the first ministry that we want to honor this morning is the guys that are sit on the back left-hand corner over there. The two there are not in this team. They're in other teams, but they're just sitting there helping out, which is awesome. But we want to call the leader up of this team. He's been so faithful. He's been such a blessing. He's been involved in the AV and the sound. He's trained a lot of people up. He's a prayer warrior. He's a connector. He loves people. He's about to be a dad. And so let's give a hand to Wesley Black. You see, he's eating while he's greeting people. It's amazing. We just love him so much. So I want Wesley to also thank his people. So I'm going to call you all. You don't have to go to all the elders. You can just go to Wesley and just, he's going to thank you for being part of his team. The other leader of this team is not here, and that's Peter Swart. Let's give Peter a hand. He's a connect group leader. He was involved in the prayer and in the sound at the back. So we thank Peter. And then Fabian Arendse, he was in the sound, the AV, and he drove the show bus. Come. Unfortunately, we don't have a show bus anymore for the while, but you can opkom, Fabian. You can come stand here next to your team. And then this man was faithful in the sound, in the AV, also a prayer warrior, and he loved missions, and he preached his first sermon in Uganda this year. So let's give it up for Stefan Banda. Okay, he's also not here. And then also part of the AV team was Neil Carlson. And then she's getting baptized just now as Jonathan de Klerk. And then we can also give Wesley Field a hand. He was also part of the AV team. He's not here this morning. Wesley Field. And lastly, part of the AV team, she was also part of Kids Church for a while, is Penelope Simon. So what a blessing to have an awesome AV and sound team. So maybe if we can just get a photograph of you guys together, it would be awesome. Let's give a hand again for the sound and the AV people. Okay, this team has been such a blessing. We've seen them on the stage, but I can tell you they're not here. They don't get here at 9:30 in the morning. They get here very early every morning. They set up, they've been faithful, and they lead us into the presence of God like I've never experienced. They are such a blessing. But I think we need to thank the leaders, and I want to call them up, a husband and a wife team that have been incredible. Their kids have been incredible, actually, when they've been on duty together. I think we need to give their kids a hand as well, because they have been so faithful. But we are so thankful for these two special people that the Lord sent to Shofar for a very specific purpose. And we really love them as friends, and we honor them today. So I really want you guys to put your hands together for the leaders of the music ministry, Jos and Michelle Meiberg. Then one of the leaders of this team, one of the sub-leaders, he's led ministry. He's so creative. He's really helped with making the stage look a little bit more creative. And he's such a blessing. He's been faithful for many years. He's about to finish his medical studies. He's been here for 5 years, I think it is. Or is it six now? Is it five? But I think let's put our hands together for Benjamin De Bruin. And then the new mommy on the block, and I think she can bring her little daughter up with her, but she's also been faithful to lead worship on many Sundays, so we thank Ingrid Krier. Okay, Yopi, we want to hear how it is like to be new parents. So you guys can chat a little bit to us. And then we just.
I'll probably sing it better than I'll speak it. So I have to tell you guys about our experience. Nee, is that what I would do? Okay. Okay, so we had a baby. I had the baby and he watched. So it was just a blessing from the start. The whole pregnancy, I just want to give all the glory to God. Because I know it can be really hectic, and I really had a very nice pregnancy, and everything went well. And then she came in August, on the 10th of August. We really wanted a normal delivery, but I had a C-section because she was huge, and because she didn't. That's not the only reason. My husband says I have to hurry up. So everything went well with the C-section, and it's been. He has to leave. Sorry. You've seen her. I can't speak when she's crying. So everything went well, and it's really just a big blessing. She's a very big blessing to us. And so the last 10 weeks have been really hectic. And when she was born, Steve said to Yopi, "Welcome to parenthood and feeling totally helpless." And that was very true. So it's been hectic, and we've been feeling helpless all this time. But the Lord has really blessed us, and it's just brought so much more opportunity for us to trust in Him, because you really don't know what to do with that little person. The little person depends on you for everything, but you don't know anything. And so I thought I knew how to trust on the Lord, but it's just been next level since she's been born. But yeah, we're happy to have her here and to have a part of the community. And yeah, thank you for your guys' prayers and everything. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Ingrid. We're so excited to see how Ilana's going to grow in the fear of the Lord and just in passion for Him, and maybe even to be a music ministry leader or something like that. We'll see. Then also, she was also a new leader this year. They are busy raising her up, and she was really a blessing as Deanti Mentz. And then in her absence, I think we can really give this lady an honor or a massive round of applause in her absence. She's almost a world marathon record holder. She's just missed the world marathon record for blind athletes by 26 seconds, but she holds the world record for 5,000 meters and also for 800 meters. She's not here, unfortunately, but I think for someone of her disability to be in the band as well and to be a blessing there, let's just give a huge hand for Luzanne Kutsia. And then this lady was a massive blessing in Uganda. She's a Connect group leader. So she went on all the missions that there were, and she's got a hunger for the Lord. And she was also part of the music ministry, and that is Martel de Klerk. And then our beatbox in the corner there. He was also a Connect group leader. Also has a passion for missions. And he was really a blessing in the student men's ministry. Let's give it up for Herlu Grief. I don't think she's here this morning, but she also was a massive blessing. She's leaving at the end of the year, but I think let's put our hands together for Anka Lowe. And then he was on stage this morning, also a man with a beat, and he's also got a passion to drive the show bus, blessed us by driving the bus a couple of times, and he's a doctor in the making. Let's give it up for Sipho Nkabinda. She was part of the creative team, she was part of the hospitality team as well, but she's an anointed musician, Monica Norkia. And in his absence this morning, also a medical student, couldn't be here this morning, unfortunately, but he's also great with music and playing lots of instruments, is Charles Murray. This lady was quite dynamic. She was part of the event coordinators team. She was involved in kids' church, and she was just a joy all over wherever she went, and she was a brilliant musician as well, is Desiree Pretorius. I don't think she's here this morning either, but she was a prayer warrior, or she was involved a lot in prayer, and she was also a musician at time, or served in the band a couple of times. It's Abigail Rosenstrauch. Let's give her a hand as well. It's Abby, yeah. Oh, sorry. Awesome to have Abby here. She's not left for East London just yet. Is she here this morning? I'm not sure. She was also a blessing in the band, also new to the band this year, is Alungile Titus. Is she here? And then he drove all the way from Vinberg. He's a farmer in Vinberg, and he drove all the way early in the morning, him and his new wife, his new pregnant wife. But let's give it up for Christo Vandenberg. Another medical student in the band, fourth year, almost done, but she was such a blessing, is Jana van der Walt. And last but not least, he was also passionate for missions, and he's an incredibly prophetic, gifted person, loved prayer and the prophetic, and he was also part of the band, is Zane Wilson. Let's give these guys an extra special clap because they've served us awesomely. Thanks, guys. Without you guys, we wouldn't have been able to sing nicely. So thanks to Jos and Michelle for your leadership and for all of you guys. You're so gifted. And then the next ministry, the leader's up here already. It was a massive blessing becoming an elder so quickly in the church, him and his wife, but also taking ownership of the hospitality ministry. He did the welcoming and the offering, or both of them did the welcoming and the offering many times. We are so thankful. I think let's put our hands together for Stephen and Shirley Gooch. And also part of this team, he's a very funny guy. You don't see him much in his really funny side, but he can be incredibly funny. I think he should do a prophetic dance for us quickly. He was a Connect Group leader. He did marriage prep, him and his wife. Also did the offering and the welcoming at times, but mostly served in the hospitality ministry. Also an elder in our church. Come, let's give a big hand for Ter de Villiers. Awesome, awesome stuff. And then also one of the leaders of the hospitality ministry, faithful in prayer to support her husband, is Hayley Black. Let's give it up for Hayley. And the last leader of the hospitality ministry team, faithful to serve his wife as she was on music ministry and just a new dad at the moment, but let's call him up again, is Yapi Krier. And then these two are not here this morning. They're also newly married, both doctors. Many calls and many Sundays weren't able to make it, but I think let's put our hands together for Ernst and Karina Dreyer. We will miss this person dearly next year. She loved missions. She was with us on Lesotho and did many missions in past years. She's been here for 5 years. She was a prayer warrior, faithful to pray many early mornings on campus and just to be friends with us and to just be a nutter in our house at times. And she does have a boyfriend here with her this morning. But let's call up Aniek Hansefoor. Donnie, you're just as much part of our church, we really feel, but what a blessing in the hospitality ministry she was. And then also another married couple that was a blessing to us. I'm going to call them both up together. They helped a lot and they are gifted business people in the marketplace. But I think let's put our hands together for Marinus and Lanai Hook. And by the way, Lene is also pregnant, so we're expecting another baby in our church, so we're excited about that. I don't think she's here this morning, but she's also served faithfully in the hospitality ministry for a couple of years now, and that's Anzel Loftus, a Saiso of Ni. Let's put our hands together for Anzel Loftus. This man was faithful with prayer and he helped behind the scenes a lot in the hospitality ministry and he was really a blessing. He spent an extra year in Bloemfontein one year extra, more than he would have liked to, but he's still here with us. He is leaving at the end of the year, but let's give it up for Jandre Lowe. I'm sure he's keen to leave Bloemfontein for Stellenbosch. And then also another couple that have been faithful, also being a doctor. She was also challenged to always be here, and they're both business people called for the marketplace and married to a lawyer. But let's put our hands together for these servants in the hospitality ministry, Hayley and Murray Marks. And please, it's not Marks, it's Marks. And then is he here this morning? France, my shorty. Is France here this morning? Let's also give a hand for France. He also served faithfully. He was on duty this morning, and he's such a blessing. He's an incredible cricket player, and he likes wearing Help My Sterk like Hemda. But he's a blessing to all of us. He's Tsepo Motaung. And then this man has also been a blessing. He's been faithfully coming every Sunday to help out with the hospitality. And wherever there's a hand needed, he always asks me, kan ek nog iets vir jou doen, pastor? Let's give our hands, we put our hands together for Lawrence Oosthuizen. This person has got a very long CV here. She was a Connect group leader. She was faithful in prayer. She was on the EC team, the event coordinators team. She did kids church, and she was part of the hospitality. I don't know, do you not want to do another ministry? Let's give it up for Emily Pearson. Thanks, Emily. What a blessing. And then a couple more people. I don't know if he's here this morning, but Jandre Smit, say so. Jandre Smit. Let's give a hand for Jandre Smit. Another couple in the hospitality team, been such a blessing, becoming members this year at the beginning, and they've been serving faithfully, making coffees, being friendly at the hospitality table. But let's put our hands together for Carl and Elizabeth Stevenson. Another faithful servant, another medical student in our church, also a blessing to the hospitality ministry, is Diane Tengu. And then also together with her husband, driving all the way from Windburg, all the way from far, being faithful to serve as an EC and in the hospitality ministry. She's also pregnant with a little girl, Marguerite Vandenberg. There's a lot of pregnant ladies in our church, so. And lastly, he drove the show bus faithfully. He was a massive blessing in the missions. In fact, he is our missions coordinator, and he was also faithful in the hospitality ministry. But let's put our hands together for Hardus van Deventer. I think Steve and Shirley have built an amazing team, so let's give them a last round of applause. The hospitality team. Wait for the photo. Awesome, guys. Thanks so much. What a blessing. Then, this ministry, very important for the next generation. They've done amazing this year. Sometimes between 15 and 20 children on a Sunday, but I think I'd just like to, you all to give my wife an amazing hand for leading the children's ministry this year. And then, also part of the children's ministry leadership team. She was a Connect group leader together with her husband. They did marriage prep and faithful in prayer. And she's obviously also together with her husband, Ter. Part of the eldership is Mika de Villiers. And we just want to... Unfortunately, these two couldn't be here this morning, but they've been amazing Connect Group leaders. They've also done the marriage prep over a number of years with our church now. They were often here on duty doing the welcoming and the offering. So in their absence, let's also give a big hand to JP and Lisa Marais. And yes, she's also pregnant, not with one, with two. So we have a fruitful church. Also faithful in the children's church. Let's put our hands together for Marley Besaidenhout. She couldn't be here this morning, but we're thankful to her for being on the mission with us in Uganda, and she was such a blessing in the student ministry. That's Greta Gous. Let's say thank you to Greta. And then, I'm not sure if she's here this morning. Is Marinette Greiling here this morning? Let's give her a hand. Marinette Greiling. This little girl, this young girl has got a lot of energy. She loves missions. She loves students. She loves first year's camps. She loves planning a lot of things. She's a fun person, and she also helped out with the kids' church. I think we need to put our hands together for Ariana Kreit. And then also faithful to help in the children's church is Tina Mahamba. And a good friend of hers, they also got baptized recently this year, is Siamtanda Matumela. And another medical student in our church, faithful with just what God has laid on her heart, but she's also a blessing with the children. She loves kids. Refilwe Makwena. Unfortunately, this lady can't be here this morning. She's recently got engaged, but she was also a blessing in the kids' church. Let's put our hands together for Elzani Oosthuizen. She was such a blessing yesterday at the women's ministry. She shared an amazing testimony, and she's also been faithful to help out with the children's church in Soraika Pretorius. He can't be here this morning, but he also drove the show bus at times, and he was a legend at the kids' church. We need more guys at the kids' church, but I think let's thank Waldo Stouder for his faithfulness. Unfortunately, she's leaving us at the end of the year, but she was also a blessing, is Tarin Stein. Let's thank Tarin. She's not here. And then also, unfortunately, couldn't be here, but she was a blessing being a high school student, or being a matric this year, but she served throughout her high school career in the kids' church. Let's also give our thanks to Valet Taliart. I don't think she's here. She was on the creative team. She went on missions with us, and she was a blessing at the children's church. It's Cornel de Blanche. Let's thank her as well. And then also enthusiastic about the hospital ministry, about children, and just being a blessing wherever she goes, is Karina Trutter. And then our adopted child in our house, she comes to visit us often, and she's such a blessing to our children. She loves to play on our grass with our kids. Hasn't used the swimming pool just yet, it's a bit cold, but we're going to miss you next year. It's Jody van der Merwe. Luckily, she's not leaving Bloom, but she is leaving 43 Fian Crescent. And then lastly, also excited about the hospital ministry and a blessing to children, is Henri van Tiddens. Let's give a big round of applause to our amazing children's church facilitators. Okay, we're almost done, guys, so just give us a chance. Okay, in his absence, I would really like to thank him for being faithful over many years. He's also leaving at the end of the year, but he was a prayer warrior. He did the offering message a couple of times. He was a faithful Connect group leader, and he really taught a lot of people and made a lot of disciples, and he left an impact in all of our lives. So I think, unfortunately, he can't be here today. His dad is very sick. We could really pray for him. But I think let's give a big hand for Jan Kriel. Also, in her absence, they're playing tennis at the moment together with her husband. She was a prayer warrior, an EC, and a Connect group leader, and she's such a blessing. It's Talita Swart. Let's give her a hand. Someone also that couldn't be here, unfortunately, she's just had an operation on her knee, but she was an incredible, faithful prayer warrior and has a heart for the poor people. But let's also give a nice round of applause for Aniki Wasserman. And then this man was faithful to drive the show bus, which won't be happening for a while anymore. But is he? I don't know if he's here this morning. Is Enzo here this morning? Let's give Enzo Du Plessis a hand as well. His parents are here. It's wonderful to have his mom and dad here. Julle is welkom, die Du Plessis gesin. And then this man was also faithful in prayer. And he drove the show bus when needed, and that's, let's give a hand for the doctor, Pepukai Dombo. Neem a photo. You can just have a photo with Pepu there. And then a big round of applause to this person for doing our social media. She was such a blessing. She's the chairperson of the student committee. She was an EC at times, made sure the services ran smoothly, and really was a blessing just with the students. Let's give it up for Linka Carlitz. And then, second last person that I would like to honor this morning, together with her husband, who can't be here, unfortunately, but her husband was a faithful prayer warrior. He did the welcoming and the offering many times. He saw lots of the men for personal ministry. And then this lady was an incredible blessing this year. So I've got a special little something for her. But she was a faithful prayer warrior. She was faithful to raise up people for the AV and the sound team. She did the welcoming and the offering at times when needed. She stepped in wherever there was a need. She coordinated the services. Even though it was part of her job, she did it with passion and with an absolute servant heart. She saw people for personal ministry and had a profound impact in Shofar Bloemfontein throughout 5 years. They got here in 2014. When Valet was in standard 6 in grade 8, and they're leaving at the end of this year. But I think we need to really, and I'd like you guys all to stand as she comes up this morning, but let's give her a huge round of applause to my PA, is Gerda Taljaard. Take a selfie there, Gerda. The second last person I would actually like to honor this evening, or this morning, sorry, because I would like to honor someone else, but this person is really special to me. She has stood by my side through thick and thin, through a good year and a bad year. And she's an incredibly dynamic Proverbs 31 woman. I spoke this over her when I went on my knees to ask her to marry me. I spoke Proverbs 31 over her, and she is that. She's a businesswoman. She wakes up early in the morning. She gets food ready for us. She runs the church for me as well. She does women's ministry and just prepares my sermons for me. No, not quite. She says she'll, as long as I can prepare a sermon for her, then she'll preach, but she's not quite into that yet, but she will preach when she gets her time. But she's just been an incredible support for me and just loves me despite all my weaknesses and all the stuff. And she's really laid down her life for the ministry. She thought she was marrying an engineer, but unfortunately an engineer became a pastor, and that was a different ball game. But I just so want the church also to, if you guys could also stand and honor my amazing wife, Hester Kingwall. And then I just lastly want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for being my Savior, for being just amazing to me in the ministry. And I want to thank Him and honor Him for helping me stand and helping me do what I've been called to do. So I think all of us can thank Jesus for what He's done in your life. And I think He is truly the guest of honor this morning. And so I want us to really just thank Him. I'll just pray for us and just thank Jesus as our first love. And He's the reason we're doing what we're doing. Amen. He's the reason that church happens. He's the one who started the church, and this is His heart this morning. And so let's just close our eyes and we just give thanks to our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Jesus, we just say, Lord, thank You that You are with us, Lord. Thank You for Your presence here. Thank You for this year, Lord. Thank You for every volunteer that's given their lives for this church. And thank You, Lord, for being my Savior, Lord, my Redeemer, for calling me into the ministry, Lord. And thank You for calling each one of us into Your presence, for having a relationship with us and for pursuing us without end, Lord. You do not stop pursuing our hearts, Lord, even though we become weary and we grow tired and we want to walk away, Lord, You keep pursuing us. And we want to thank You for this church, Lord. Thank You that You have birthed this church. Shofar Bloemfontein belongs to You, Jesus, and we look to You this morning, and we look to You for the rest of this time that this church will exist, Lord, as the head of this church. We honor You, Lord, and we just give You all the glory. You're the reason we worship on a Sunday. You're the reason we fellowship. You're the reason we have love for one another. It's because of Your love that You poured out into our hearts. And we want to thank You today, Jesus. Lord, we a clap is not enough for You, Lord. An ovation is not enough for You. But from our hearts we say, Lord, we want to live for You, because we know that is the only thing that will truly honor You, is when we just say, yeah, we are, send us, Lord. Yeah, we are, use us. And so as a church this morning, Lord, as we end the service and the celebration, we say in response to Your call on our lives, we say, yeah, we are, Lord. Use us, send us. And so, Lord, yeah, thank You. Thank You for choosing us. Thank You for not choosing someone else, but choosing us to be here. And thank You that Shofar Bloemfontein will, Lord, preach the gospel and will be the revelation that we have will be Jesus Christ. Just like You said to Peter, Lord, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Lord, we say today as a church, Jesus, this is who You are. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Lord, we know that Your promise is that You will build Your church on this rock, on this revelation that You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. You will build this church. And we thank You for that. We thank You for that promise that You will build Your church. And we give You honor today. We give You glory. We give You praise. In Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. I think we deserve to stand to our feet and just give Jesus the biggest clap of all today. Hallelujah! Jesus! Yes, Lord. You're glorious. Thank you. Guys, have a wonderful day. You can take your seats. You can fellowship further. If you have to leave, you can leave, but be blessed. And thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for honoring people. Thanks for just being an absolute blessing. Amen.
Guys, I think we all said thank you to all the ministry people, but no one has said thank you to Alistair. And I think if the Lord didn't place this really passion for the Lord on your hand, on your heart, and to serve us every Sunday after Sunday, and though things are tough, you're still in front and your house is always open, I just want to thank you and honor you as well. So let's give him a hand.
Thanks, Sarika. I really appreciate it. Guys, have a blessed day. If you need prayer, we had to pray for you, but be blessed. Have a great Sunday. And if you want to come to the baptism, then come and join us in about half an hour at 12 o'clock. Amen.